In front of a packed room of lawmakers late Thursday night, Governor Brian Sandoval, beaming, signed what will likely be his crowning achievement, one of the largest and most coveted economic development projects in the country.
We perhaps have changed the trajectory of this state forever.
Winning the deal with Tesla to build its massive gigafactory was hard-fought. Nevada beat out other western states with much bigger spending power. After 2 days, the Senate and Assembly passed the massive incentives package, valued at more than $1 billion, unanimously.
But not without some debate first. One of the biggest sticking points for Democrats was the proposal to gut an incentives program for the film industry, which was passed in the most recent legislative session. Under the bill, funding for that would drop from $80 million to only $10 million. State Senator Aaron Ford, a Democrat from Las Vegas, was a major proponent of the film credit.
What are we telling an industry that we just gave an opportunity to start operating here that now what, we're going to say, psych, just kidding? I mean, you know, this is problematic to me.
Ford says he wasn't told about the governor's plan to axe the program until just minutes before the Tesla announcement. In the background of this discussion was the ever-present question, how will this benefit not just the North, but the entire state?
Democratic Senator Reuben Kuin of Las Vegas cut right to the point.
How are we going to ensure that my constituents from Southern Nevada who don't want to subsidize this for Northern Nevada jobs, you know, we have constituents that are unemployed in Las Vegas. What's the message that you send to them?
That sentiment was echoed by other Democrats, but Steve Hill, the governor's head of economic development, pushed back on the assumption that Tesla's gigafactory was a win-lose situation.
The branding opportunity comes to the state. I mean, the headlines you've seen are Tesla comes to Nevada. That reputational impact will be felt across the state. We are a state that can get these kinds of things done. And that provides an opportunity to do something like this as well, anywhere in the state.
The governor's office predicts the deal will generate more than $100 billion in economic activity over the next two decades and 6,500 jobs. Of those, half must go to residents of Nevada, regardless of where they live. But skeptics of the deal made themselves heard from the first public comment. Bob Fulkerson of the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada told the state assembly that the Tesla deal could be a house of cards.
This subsidy package is 14 times bigger than any prior deal in Nevada history, so it deserves 14 times more caution and safeguards to protect our taxpayers.
More than half of the money in the Tesla deal comes from a 20-year abatement on sales tax. In order for Tesla to receive the benefits of these incentives, the electric car maker will have to invest more than $3 billion in the state over the next couple years. The abatements are based on performance, and Tesla would have to pay back the state if it doesn't meet certain benchmarks. Danny Thompson of the AFL-CIO says this factory is the real deal.
This will be the biggest shot in the arm for employment that has ever come. Not only are you going to have Tesla come here with this gigafactory and start making these batteries, other businesses are going to co-locate here.
The strain the factory will put on the state's education system was another area of concern for lawmakers. To assuage those worries, Tesla has agreed to contribute $37.5 million to education beginning in 2018. Like others in his party, Republican Assembly Minority Leader Pat Hickey of Reno was enthused the legislation made it through with such support.
This is a great deal for Northern Nevada and all of Nevada.
And that was the prevailing feeling among lawmakers as the legislation cleared the House and Senate late Thursday night. Tesla does have a lot riding on this gigafactory. It's hoping to double the world's production of lithium-ion batteries, reduce the cost of electric vehicles, and in the process, dramatically alter the future of how we use cars. And Nevada's hoping that gamble pays off. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.